and welcome, East Tennessee Championship Wrestling fans. I'm your host, Jerry Martin, recording artist, studio owner, and most of all, an avid wrestling fan. Now, before we get started, I have a few announcements that I need to make. First off is the Sizzling Summer Sweepstakes that we kicked off at the beginning of the summer. It is now officially over. And we had some great weekly prizes given away, as well as the grand prize that was worth $800. I'm going to quickly run down the list of winners, and if you haven't picked up your prizes yet, you can email us at office@etcwalcoa.com. That's office@etcwalcoa.com. Some of these winners have submitted their names, others have just gone by their taglines, so I will read them accordingly. All right, first off is CoolJab71. He's a weekly winner. Another one is Kayla, that is PKayla053. Another one, Brian Nagel. The next one, Peggy McFall. The next, Brittany Parrott. Up next, Drew Dockery, Kenny Sunderland, Duke Ike 2009, and our grand prize winner of the over $800 worth of prizes, which includes the yearly season pass for four, as well as a t-shirt and a ball cap of their choice. The winner is Brad Mick 28. So congratulations to all the weekly winners and the grand prize winner, Brad. Now, this was a lot of fun to do, and we've also been giving away a few prizes here and there at the live events. So make sure you come out to one of our live events, and you never know what you might win. Now, the ETCW has recently received a video message from an outside source. I don't even know where it came from. They're puzzled about it as well. It's been the talk of the ETCW fan base since it aired. This is talking about the Celtic Dragon. Now, I don't know who this Celtic Dragon is or what he is wanting, but it seems to me that he's linked some way to the Rogue Nation. I don't know if it's the Irish background of Pappy and Mick. I don't know. But something has got this guy stirred up. And I'm going to play just a little clip of the audio that was sent. And you can go to the ETCW blog. You can read and you can see the video for yourself. So watch the video and tell us what you think. Is the dragon coming? And who is he coming for? So let's take a listen.
I've been waiting for the opportunity. Waiting for the awakening. Waiting to take flight from my homeland of the mystical Celtic shores. I see the ones who wish to do my people harm. I see no future for those who oppose my people. The dragon is coming. When I come, I will seek and destroy without mercy to all who harm my people. For I am the protector of the Celtic nation. I am the protector of the Rogue Nation.
Whoa. All I can say is that's a powerful message aimed for anyone who opposes the Rogue Nation. Everybody, watch your back. Something's coming. Okay, so let's kick off the September 7th Bring On the Brawl. Now, it marked another day that the rogue nation showed its dominance once again. That devious Pappy O'Malley band of warriors took over the ETCW, and it looked like nobody could stop them. The Rogue Nation is the strongest the ETCW has ever seen them, and I believe their reign of destruction is only getting started. It showed in a big way throughout the evening as they destroyed every opponent in their way. Now, I'll be breaking down the matches in just a bit, but first, we want to make welcome a new member of our ETCW family and organization, Mr. James Isaacs. We are very excited that he'll be joining our commentary team alongside beloved Dave Jones. This should give a fresh perspective of the commentary as James helps out on the color commentating side. Now, if you want to see the action and hear the announcing team of Jones and Isaacs, then you need to pick up your copy of the September 7th Bring On the Brawl.
Yeah!
It's available in our online store at etcwalcoa.com/store. As well as all the other past and future Bring On the Brawl events, that's where you'll find them in our online store. So pick up your copy today. Okay, now that we have all the pleasantries out of the way, let's get on with the recap. Our first match on the card was a special dark match featuring the seasoned war veteran Captain Wardog versus the up-and-coming youthful Jake Phoenix. These two guys have battled before, and Captain Wardog came out on top, showing why he is the Wardog and a seasoned pro of the ring. This match was great as Captain Wardog once again took control of the match, although you can't count out the young Phoenix. Just like the saying goes, a Phoenix will rise from its ashes. And that is exactly what Jake Phoenix does. He may take a beating from the best of them, but this kid has so much heart. He may be lacking in experience right now, but that time will come, and so will his time. The young Phoenix did rise and got the pinfall and his first win. Way to go, Jake. After the match, the War Dog came up to Jake, and with the utmost respect, they both saluted each other. It was a great match between two well-respected men. So the winner, Jake Phoenix. Up next was the undefeated Russian Monster with Pappy O'Malley versus the Mad Dog himself, Daniel Mulligan. These two powerhouses have collided before, and the Mad Dog doesn't back down from anything or anybody. It was a bit comical as it started off with a clapping contest of sorts. The fans clearly behind Mulligan as the clap started, but when the undefeated Russian Monster started clapping, it was crickets. They went back and forth with it for a while, and the crowd grew more and more behind Daniel. Of course, Pappy was enraged by it all, and he was ready to explode. Shouting out insults to the fans about their Vol Nation and football team, as well as many other insults. These two locked up and had a slugfest of powerful blows that would knock a normal man out cold with just one of their punches. They went toe-to-toe, hold for hold, until the Rogue Nation's enforcer came out to give support to the Monster. Now, during that time, what looked like a chain was passed from Pappy to the Russian, and with a well-placed punch with it, knocked Mulligan for a loop. The enforcer distracting the ref during this time was a strategic move on the Rogue Nation's part, to say the least. Although Daniel tried coming back from that devastating blow, it was no match for the powerful Russian sleeper that took Daniel out. Winner by knockout and submission, the Russian Monster, still undefeated. Next on the card was Ravishing Rex Riley versus Smiley with a special guest referee, Eli Green. With a dismantling of the Romper Brothers by Riley himself and his newfound aggressive attitude, the Ravishing One has found himself in a feud with two other crowd favorites in his opponent for the night, Smiley and Eli Green. All of these young high flyers have fought each other in some form or fashion, and it looks to be headed in a collision with all three at some point. During the match, Eli was unbiased and calling it straight down the middle, as each of them did their best to outmaneuver and out-wrestle each other. These guys are so evenly matched that with their high-flying abilities and technical mat skills, it was hard to predict who would win. At one point, Ravishing Rex took to the air and over the top rope, crashing into Smiley, who was outside and took a powerful hit. Still, Smiley came back, and with a smile, to say the least. Both men collided as they went for the same move, the flying cross body. Both were laid out and got the wind knocked out of them from that move, but Riley got to his feet and went for the pin. Smiley, showing his fortitude and toughness, kicked out at the two count. That wasn't good enough for Riley, as he got up in Eli's face and even shoved the ref. Eli has had enough and gave a powerful blow to the Ravishing One, which knocked him out. Eli grabbed Smiley and drug him on top of Riley and gave the 1-2-3. The winner by pinfall, Smiley. But that wasn't the end by a long shot. Rex recovered and got a chair, giving Eli a huge chair shot and Smiley as well. Riley showed aggression that the fans have never seen before. Eli got on the mic afterwards and challenged Ravishing Rex Riley to a match for the October event, but with one stipulation, that Smiley would be the referee. Commissioner Jim Strickland came out and gave the okay for that match. So October 5th, we're going to see Eli Green versus Ravishing Rex Riley with special guest referee Smiley. Can you feel that excitement?
Yeah!
I sure can. This one is shaping up to be spectacular. Up next, all I can say is, here comes the destruction. This next match was with the ETCW Tag Team Champions Scott Savage and Mick O'Malley, along with a diabolical Pappy O'Malley, versus another crowd favorite, Hillbilly Big Joe, and a mystery partner. Due to the injuries that Lumberjack Josh sustained, he wasn't able to attend, let alone wrestle. So Big Joe had to find another partner for the night. Who would answer the call? Well, someone did answer that call. He's got that big old heart that we talked about before. It was none other than Jake Phoenix. Coming off his first win, the crowd blew up. It was great seeing someone step up and help out Big Joe, as he has had many battles with the Rogue Nation lately. The match started off as I caught Pappy saying, "The Rogue Nation is the way of life." This couldn't be any more true for this band of warriors. They seem to have each other's backs as they keep terrorizing the ETCW. Mick and Scott work so well together as a tag team, and it's no wonder why they were able to get the championship titles off of the Country Cousins, as they used many different tactics leading up to their title match before. The Hillbilly is as tough as they come, and when pushed to the limit, he has a mean streak like no other. He can take the punishment being dealt out on him, but you better watch if he gets his hands on you. You might not survive. He gave Savage a headbutt that nearly knocked him out of the ring. Still, Savage and O'Malley worked like a well-oiled machine. They took Jake to school with devastating power moves that you thought, well, this is the end of the Phoenix, but oh no. The Phoenix rose up again and again, finally able to tag in Big Joe, as he was able to do some damage to the tag team champs, but only for a time, as they got the upper hand once again. Joe made the tag to Jake, and what looked like a comeback from him turned out to be the end for the Young Phoenix. Savage expertly delivered his patented spine buster, which set up Mick's top rope elbow drop, finishing off Jake Phoenix in purely destructive Rogue Nation style. The winner? Purely destructive. On another note, the Grim Reaper showed up and confronted Pappy O'Malley. Now what's that about? Up next, the ETCW Heavyweight Champion, The Enforcer, versus Billy Baby Shark Marshall. There is no love lost between these two powerhouses, as the past battles they have had proves that without a shadow of a doubt. This one was rough and tough, as both gave each other a beating. They know each other so well that it was hard to get the upper hand on one another. That was until Pappy once again got a chain involved. The Enforcer used the chain on Marshall, but Marshall wouldn't go down. Both of these guys are so tough, it's like running into a bulldozer. They just keep taking the punishment and coming back for more and more. Back to the match, though. As the Enforcer used the chain and laid out Billy Marshall along the turnbuckle, Pappy slipped the chain into Marshall's hand and was trying to get the ref's attention to get the quick DQ, but that didn't happen as planned. Someone else showed up, and that someone was Daniel Mulligan. The crowd went crazy. He went right after Pappy as Billy threw down the chain before the ref saw it. Mulligan got the chain, grabbed Pappy, and put the chain around his neck and then drug him off away from the ring. The Rogue Nation's Russian Monster came out to save the Enforcer from Billy's wrath. Both Marshall and the Enforcer were outside of the ring, which ended up as a double countout. The Rogue Nation tried to take out Billy Marshall yet again, but Daniel Mulligan once again stepped in the ring and was swinging the mighty bull rope, clearing out the ring inside and out, keeping the Rogue Nation at bay for tonight anyway. The winner, a double countout. But still, your ETCW heavyweight champion, the Rogue Nation's Enforcer. Now, before we jump into our main event, here's a word from one of our sponsors. Anchor is the podcast platform of choice for the ETCW. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First off, it's totally free. That's right. Second, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and many other podcast platforms that you listen on. Not only that, but you can make money from your podcast. That's right, with no minimum listenership. That's pretty incredible right there. It's everything you need to make a podcast, all in one place. If you're ever interested into making a podcast of your own, I invite you to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. That's anchor.fm and get started today. Now on to the main event. This match was between the ETCW Cruiserweight Champion, the Rabid Pitbull, Matt Raby, and the Alpha Male Hunter Wolf versus SoCal Kevin Cruz and Mayhem. What can be expected when all these men get together in the ring? It's nothing but utter chaos, high-flying power moves, strong-style wrestling with a touch of flair, that's what. This match was brutal. Mayhem and his former partner Matt Raby squared off and broke out into a chop fest. Wow. These two guys dish out some incredible chops. I cringed every time I heard that slap. I'm just glad it wasn't me on the receiving end. These two went at it tooth and nail. The fans were ballistic. Hunter once again showed his power and strength and delivered some incredible powerhouse blows of his own. SoCal's technical skills and mind games in the ring are second to none, as he can get you to lose your focus and make mistakes, and that's how he gets you. He's tough, and he can take what he dishes out. Towards the end of the match, it looked like SoCal and Mayhem were putting the final nail in the coffin, so to speak, by using the 3D move on Matt. Although the move worked, during that landing it looked like Cruz got the worst end of it as his head hit hard. Kevin was knocked out as he went outside to the ring. Both Mayhem and the Pit Bull were laid out from the move as Hunter went towards SoCal to finish him off for good. But then Hunter got the Cruiserweight belt and threw it into Matt as the ref was checking on SoCal. The Pit Bull charged and gave the finishing blow with the belt to Mayhem, who was knocked out cold. The ref slipped back in and made the count. Winner, Hunter Wolf, and your Cruiserweight champion, the Rabid Pit Bull himself, Matt Raby. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up the September Bring On The Brawl event recap. But make sure you tune in and listen to our ETCW podcast, as we will be recapping the October event and making some announcements as well on what is happening within the ETCW. You don't want to miss it. So make sure you rate and give us a great review, showing us how much you support the ETCW and what it's doing for the community. This podcast is sponsored by Sound Chamber Studios and Entertainment. It's created for artists by artists. If you're looking for a recording studio to do your next project, look no further than Sound Chamber Studios and Entertainment. They have everything a recording artist needs. They also design websites like the brand new ETCW's website and much more, tailoring sites specifically to what the customer needs. They also have vocal coaching, so go and check out all of the services they provide to our community and beyond. That is www.soundchamberstudios.com. And entertainment.com. Do it now. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to the ETCW podcast. Once again, I am Jerry Martin, your host, and I'll see you at the next ETCW Bring On the Brawl.